Because my loyalty is only to, I am the bride of Christ. My loyalty is to him alone. Once our loyalties have been, listen, church, once our loyalties have been split up, and this splitting of these loyalties has torn us from the Christ. Yeah, you can, yeah, give them a little notice in there. And our loyalties have torn us from the Christ that is supposed to be our Savior, then we better take a second look at what we're doing in terms of relations, especially when it comes to leading the house of God. That is very important. Now, I base that on, because we were talking, and I base that on the scripture that the man of God should be the husband of one wife. That basically means this. He can only be a one-woman man. At any time, he can only be faithful to one woman. So the inevitable question was, can a preacher be faithful to more than one wife at one time? He got one wife that he's paying money to, and he got another wife that he's supposed to be faithful to, and he's up in front of the congregation. Think it through. See, now this is how serious the word of God is, because his loyalty is to be to that one woman that he loves. So I'm asking, you know, I'm just wondering, which one does he love the most? How does he get out of this quandary? How does he get out of it? A preacher came by my house yesterday, and he had children with him from both wives. And that's why I thought about it. And one of his children looked up and said, "Who's that?" I said, "That is my wife." And the other child said, "But I thought that you said your wife is dead." I said, "Well, her body is dead. She ain't dead. That's my wife. I still got a ring on." And so the other child said, "Well, you still love her." "Yes." "So will you ever marry?" I said, "How can I when I still love her? That's my wife." "Yeah, but she's dead." No, I still love her. Now, I'm keeping to what that Bible verse means. Now, I know what the evangelicals would tell you. You have a right, John, to marry whomever you want. Listen to your pastor. I ain't loving none of them like I love my first wife. I'd be lying. Do you, John?
What?
Take Sally here?
Girl, you're fine.
To be a lawful wedded?
You're fine, girl.
Wife? To have and to hold.
I like that.
To love and to cherish.
Yeah.
To death.
You probably be the death of me, girl.
Do you part?
It's the way I answer that question, let you know whether I still love Lucy. Because if I say I do, what am I saying to Lucy? I don't. One woman, man. Now, this solidifies what an under-shepherd should be to Christ. An under-shepherd is totally loyal to Christ. And when he's now I know what evangelicism allows you. Evangelicism allows you, well, if this takes place, if that takes place, I'm looking at your loyalty to the chief shepherd. Why are your loyalties split? Why are you thinking about doing anything for her? She don't mean nothing to you. When she calling you, you know, I haven't gotten that much. What are you talking to her for when you got the woman in the house that you married to? What are you? All right, let's keep moving. We no longer live in a world where traditional values that one has held us in check weigh heavily as the final clause. No, we don't live in that kind of a world because we don't follow Christ and Christ alone. He puts his sheep forth and he goes before them, and his sheep will not follow anyone else. Let me share this with you. We follow our crucified Savior. He's our example. The battle is being fought on all fronts. Ours is a society where that ascribes to everything, every day. It's different. You know what Christians try to do? Christians try to wiggle out of the question. Well, we don't know. The Bible is silent on that, so we can do this and that. I'm asking this question, Trent. What does God say about that? You are loyal to one or two. Stop lying.
You're not loyal to her. You're loyal to her. Mine is going back and flip-flopping all over the place. And then you get up with this open book, and guess what you try to do? Try to justify your ambiguity with a verse because you're trying to keep your life intact. Don't be doing that with God. Jesus said, I never call you. I never call you. I ask you. No, I told you through Paul that you are to be a one-woman man. Who are you faithful to? Well, she's dead. Was she ever really alive in you? That's the clause. But no, we don't live in a world like that. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, a stranger, they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Now, this is indicative because Christ is talking to the church and he's saying, you know what? My people hear me. Some of you listening to the illustration that I just gave, you may be toiling with it. You can toil with it all you want to. You're a one person person. There's one person that you love and you know you will always love that person above. I don't care how many people you slept with, kissed, held, and everything. There is one that you love above all. And you can lie to yourself and lie before people. And you know, especially when I see preachers get up and I say, where did he get that from? Are you a one woman man? Yeah. Who's the woman? Sally Sue. How many times you been married, man? 5. Since you've been a pastor? Yeah. And you're a one woman man, right? Well, that means you can only have one woman at a time. I know what the evangelicals teach. That's not what God is saying. Who is the woman? Well, I see myself like Abraham. I got many women. Now you can take in the Old Testament text and stretch that sucker completely out of whack. And I say, oh, is that the way you're doing the Greek text? Oh, man, you make me think too much. How you going to be guarding the sheepfold and you like that? That's why I'm looking at these pimping preachers. I'm looking at them. Man, that last one, I forget his name. Oh, what was he? They thought that he was the heartthrob of the Christian church. He was the one that had the website with a BMW on there. And every time you go there and you'd have to start up the BMW and it would take you from page to page. What was his name? Come on, come on. Yes, Jamal Bryan. Jamal Bryan is his name. I remember when I went to church here in Long Beach to see that pimp preach. And I told the guys that was with me, a pimp from way back, but he gonna move up. Because look at the way he dressed and look at the way he move and look at these ignorant folk in Long Beach listening to him. All these ignorant black women around the country gonna follow him. Jamal was pumping up, getting everybody pregnant. Had him on TBN, and he wore suits, looked like a mortician just got out of the press shop. I'm telling you, it was a mess. And that pimp made millions, and he was a friend to all the big preachers. One even told me that he was going to preach the affinity of rap music and Christianity as a theological class in Fuller Theological Seminary. Jamal Bryan. And everybody trying to take his class. Ask him which woman he liked the most. And could God ever choose a man like that? He was no doorkeeper for the church. He was a pimp from day one. Why is the church following him? Man of God is a one-woman man. That's all he is. My friend, we follow anybody, anything. We choose the church of our liking that we've designed and followed, a new and more exciting shepherd sheep matrix than the Bible has told us, because we don't want to follow God. Moving on down to verse 6, it says, this figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he was saying to them. Now this verse speaks for itself. Many today do not know what I'm talking about. Many people would say, John, what you talking about, man, I don't hear you. Man, I don't believe that. John, I believe that if this church tells me something that I want to hear, I have a right to go there. You don't have a right to dictate to me where I should go to church. Now, he's talking about prosperity, and you don't talk about that because we're black people, and we need to think about positive things. Every time I go to church, you just talk about negativity stuff. Negativity. You can't do this. Can't do that. You can't do that. I believe in a God that tells me I can do anything I want to do. So I have a right to go there because God is positive. God is good. God is kind. God is sweet. God is love. God is not hate. You preach hate, man. You preach hate. I curse you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. That binding spirit that's in you, Pastor John, needs to be gone. Be gone from you. Be gone from you. When you get through going through your psychobabble voodoo trip, I'm looking at you saying, you prove my point. You prove my point. You've been totally exasperated by Buddhism. It's not a word, but it's a new thing I've coined, Buddhism. Buddhism, that's a new theology, Buddhism. Yeah, right, I got you. When one refuses to hear the voice of God for the voice of prosperity, success and fame and wealth, compromise for this new Christian calling has taken effect. See, because, you know, you want it to happen. Well, I'm going to a church that teaches me that my business is going to grow. You never talk about business. I tell you, your business and you can go to hell, lest you find the Christ of the Bible. We ought not react in shock, therefore, believers, in this postmodern society that no longer gets the illustrations that Jesus gives us in verse 6. Because today's society, being postmodernistic, is not use of exegetical teaching and expositional preaching. They do not want the true shepherd to be opened up to them. They refuse to have him open up to them. That is why when you go to Channel 40, you as a real believer feel an outrage. But you got to look at those folk and say, my God, all these people going to hell? And then the smile comes on your face. Because you got to talk about hells of popping. Whenever you look at TBN, know that hell's a popping. Man, look at here. What? Hell's a popping, man. Look at you talking about Peter Popoff. Wait, Jan, that wig, the same wig she wore 30 years ago, still on her head. Hell's a popping. And when she dies, you know they're going to place that crown right on it. Right on her head in that coffin. But she's going to lift up eyes in hell with Paul. Now let's move on down to verses 7 through 10. We don't have to be here all day. Defining the real Jesus demands a true discovery. Defining the real Jesus demands a true discovery. Because you see, if we come on down to defining, and this, you know, this came about 5 o'clock this morning. I'm saying, oh, wait a minute. Because see, me like you, Sean, I don't finish my work till before I'm preaching. Because I'm looking at it yesterday and I said, no, I ain't getting it. I'm not getting it. So I get up, wait a minute, 5, all right, 10 minutes to 5. No, wait a minute. Silent in my study, and I'm reading the verses, verses 7 through 10. Let's read them together. Jesus therefore said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. I say it again. This is defining the real Jesus. It demands a true discovery. If any person that says that they know Jesus does not see Jesus in these verses, they are lost. Let's look at verse 7. It gets no plainer than the words of Jesus himself. He is the sole means of approach to the Father. He is our entry into heaven. So, if you think that, wait a minute. I think Sean was telling me that Juanita Bunyan has a what? $3,000 or $5,000 pen? $5,000 fountain pen. All right. A fountain pen that you write with. And she says, if you're writing with a big pen, you ain't thinking prosperity. You writing in failure. You got to buy one of her $5,000 pens in order to show that you are writing and living up to prosperity. Now, that is a dead giveaway that that's of hell. Any of you women that ever look at a picture of her and want your hair pressed like her, you want to sing like her, you want to dress like her, you want to walk like her, you're interested in where she's appearing with all these other women, you bought the ticket, you're attending, you're buying her books, you got her DVDs, you know what? Guess what? You're going to hell with her. Because you bought into her and you're going to, and if you bought a pen, you're going to hell with her. Because that money could have been given for true Christian ministry, you're going to hell. If you back anything, like, you're going to hell. And did you know that we're obligated to tell people, oh, you following that hell, you're into hell. And you bought right into her coffer, and she knows that you're one of her disciples.
No, look what Jesus is saying right here. It is only through him that any access to eternal life is possible. Look at John 14 and 6. I think Jesus made it very plain in that verse. He says, Jesus said to him, I am the way. Not Juanita, not a pen. I am the way and the truth and the life. See, he didn't say Pastor John. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Not. Stop arguing with these other people of other religions. I don't know. See, Billy Graham is blind. Blind, stupid, deaf, dumb, apostate, lying, heretic, dog. Jesus said, I am the way. No man comes to God but through me. Well, I'm coming through the Blessed Virgin of the Catholic Church. You lie, you're going to hell with the Virgin, and I hope she repented. I think the real Mother of Jesus is going to heaven. I think she is, but she ain't saying nothing to nobody, nowhere. She's in a grave, dead. They can't find her bones. Maggots has eaten her up. She has no life nowhere. You going to, you know, kiss her feet at a statue, you kissing a rock. It's idolatrous. That would send you to hell. You got a little cross around your neck, and every time your life gets bad, you grab that cross and you start slobbering on it. You a fool. You need to trade that gold in and get some money at the pawn shop, and that'll help you live instead of kissing that piece of mess, because that ain't doing nothing. That is idolatrous. That has nothing to do with it. You know, when things get rough, you look at a picture of your mammy and you start crying, Mama Cedar said that. Mama Cedar. Mama Cedar gonna probably bust hell open wide open herself. You need to find Jesus. This is what we're understanding here. Keep in mind that the real sheep is aware of this truth at every moment of their lives. Every moment of their lives, the real sheep know that Jesus is the door to the sheep. Jesus is your only way into heaven. Them people, God bless their hearts. You know, I'm sorry for the people. I saw the news clips, Laverne. The house is all washed away. And man, it ain't nothing but the roof. And she, everything I had was in this house. Everything. I said, baby, I'm sorry for you. But you got breath in your lungs. Praise God Almighty. You can see water and sky and a few tree tops. Praise him. And you can start all over again. Man, they said that all of Des Moines, Iowa is underwater downtown. The Civic Center, no power, underwater. The city hall, the county building of records, all the computers devastated. Everything is messed up. All the records, no electricity. Rats and everything, human fungus coming up. Excuse my French, but doo-doo floating everywhere. This is God saying, I will wipe you out in the midst of your so-called prosperity. No one would ever think that a catastrophe would hit Des Moines, Iowa. Lucy and I drove through there on the way to Chicago. I said, this is a dead city. Who would live here? I had no idea that the city would be underwater today. And they tell me that L.A. is just aching for a good 9.5 shaker. We just aching for it. Right now, we ready to break off. And look at how we living. We marrying all the same sexes and all this stuff coming out of Hollywood. Ain't nobody protesting it. And the church is a mega bombshell. And the preachers are pimping, and everybody's going to TBN. You know what, and I hope when the earthquake hits that the TBN studios crumbles. See, I mean, I hope the mega center's right under that mess. Take them all under while they're live and filming. Oh, we going to hell, boom. Film that. Woo! I'd laugh and say, blessed be the name of the Lord.